Trade agreements. Trade agreements in general can be called reciprocal agreements or regional trade agreements. Trade agreements can take the form of free trade agreements, FTAs, customs unions, and partial scope agreements. Note that trade blocks are a type of trade agreement that includes both free trade and customs unions features and are addressed more elsewhere. Trade agreements can be unilateral, bilateral, or multilateral. Unilateral agreements are not really agreements between international parties. Rather, they are the acts of individual governments or entities that see no need to adopt international norms or consult with other impacted nations. Trump's withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, was a unilateral action. This later became the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, CPTPP, under the remaining signatories. Bilateral agreements are reciprocal agreements between two countries that, in theory, involve equal rights for each party, but one party may have more power. Multilateral agreements are more than just agreements between three or more entities. They include systems that are intended to provide equal rights to each party of the agreement. An important type of trade agreement is a free trade agreement, FTA. According to Novak et al. In Transportation, a Global Supply Chain Perspective, free trade agreements are treaties between nations that agree to eliminate tariffs, quotas, and preferences on many goods and services traded between them. FTAs are effective mechanisms for opening up foreign markets to exporting countries. They may provide the following benefits: encourage faster and more business transactions between countries, allow services and products to be bought anywhere within the community, create high demand for international freight transportation, dismantle trade barriers between countries, enable free movement of capital, enable documentation to be standardized and simplified, eliminate need for operating, transport, permit restrictions, enable the acceptance of testing standards in all community states, allow the reduction of or exemption from duties and taxes if the purchasing country completes the necessary paperwork. Proponents of free trade, which include Adam Smith's 1776 economic text, The Wealth of Nations, argue that removing trade barriers lowers prices for everyone and thus society as a whole benefits macroeconomically. For example, the size of the economic pie grows, and everyone gets a larger share, especially over the long term. However, not everyone benefits equally, and this is often described as there being winners and losers in such agreements. Negative side effects of trade agreements include the fact that industries that were receiving trade protection no longer get them, which can create severe hardships and job losses in certain regions or countries. Such industries and their representatives lobby against these changes, as do many politicians who represent their affected constituents. Some countries also abuse free trade, such as by selling goods at less than their own cost, called trade dumping, to force international competitors out of business. There are a number of current agreements in place that determine preferential tariffs. As an example, Brexit resulted in the UK no longer being part of the EU trade agreements with all the countries in the world. They had to negotiate new bilateral agreements with every single country in the EU. An example of a trade agreement is the United States-Mexico-Canada USMCA Treaty, which replaced the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, in 2020. Passed in 1994, NAFTA had promised benefits to all participants. The U.S. would gain some protection by integrating the economies of North America and strengthening the country's ability to compete with other trade areas. Mexico would gain from new jobs and businesses that became part of a new North American supply chain and increased agricultural trade. Canada saw an increase in agricultural exports to its trading partners, but also increases in investments from the U.S. and Mexico. Over time, however, NAFTA became a matter of contention in the U.S., where the treaty was blamed for job losses, and it was seen as ineffective in monitoring labor and environmental conditions in Mexico. The new treaty raises the rules of origin for the automotive industry from 62.5 to 75%. Rules of origin stipulate the percentage of vehicles that must be produced in the treaty countries to qualify for tariff-free status. The treaty increases the amount of U.S. dairy products that may be exported to Canada and increases protection for intellectual property, environment, and laborers. Significant changes for the supply chain aim at increasing efficiency and improving transparency by streamlining bureaucracy and using digital technology. Certificates of origin have been eliminated, for example. Instead, importers can claim favored trade status by providing certain data, including the name of the importer, exporter, or producer and their addresses, the name and address of the certifier, the tariff classification code, the criteria under which the good meets rule of origin requirements, the blanket period, which can be as much as 12 months for multiple shipments of identical goods, and a dated signature. Certification is not required for imports of US$2,500 or less. Other examples of major trade agreements include the Free Trade Area of the Americas, Uniting Nations in the Western Hemisphere, the Middle East Free Trade Initiative, and the Enterprise for ASEAN Initiative, promoting trade in Asian countries,